Welcome to day two from the stand, and we are proud to be here today. The program today is made possible by the Commemorative Air Force. The mission of the CAF is education such that generations of Americans will value and support the contributions of military aviation in assuring our nation's freedom. Find out more about the CAF at their website, commemorativeairforce.org, or you can find them on Facebook as well, or at Hangar 57 here at Air Venture. And joining me right now is Adam Smith, the Executive Vice President of Strategic Development for CAF. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Steve.
How are you doing so far?
Having a great time. Sunshine and humidity's low. And it's Oshkosh.
Exactly. We're here a little bit to update folks on the CAF. CAF's been in the news, looking at moving to Dallas and establishing a new airbase. And tell us a little bit about the background of the airbase concept and how you came to pick Dallas.
Sure. You know, the CAF's got a lot of momentum at the moment. We had a couple of big successes this year. We did the Arsenal of Democracy flyover that I'm sure many people saw 56 airplanes flying over Washington, D.C. for VE Day, the 70th anniversary. And we just had our big Kickstarter with the C-47, That's Old Brother, and got a lot of support from that, which I'd like to thank everybody for. And it's all sort of part of a picture that I think that's coming together about what we want the CAF to be as an organization, which is an organization that reflects on the military aviation heritage of America and engages with the whole of the American people on that mission. I think sometimes in aviation we get a little bit insular. We just sort of look at ourselves and we only talk to pilots and aircraft enthusiasts. But what we're trying to do with the CAF is really reach out. There are 320 million people in this country, and many of them are interested in aviation and interested in history. And we feel that we can play a role as an organization to sort of bring them into the inner circle a little bit. And so the National Air Base is a big part of that strategy for the CAF. As many people know, we've been headquartered in Midland, Texas for the last 20, 30 years. And with the greatest respect to Midland, Texas, it's not really the greatest place to be if you want to speak to the people of the United States of America. It's hard to get to. It's not a tourist area. It's a little bit off the beaten track. So 2 or 3 years ago, we started the process of sort of thinking about where we want the organization to go, and the idea came up, hey, maybe it would be a good idea to move to a major metropolitan area where we can accomplish the mission of the organization a little bit more easily. Let's get to a place where it's easier to get to and where we can just have fundamentally have more impact. So that set in train a series of events that led, first of all, the membership had to agree to that, and right. There was a vote, and 75% of the CAF membership said, yes, we agree with that idea. So that gave the leadership a mandate to go and look around the country at, okay, where should the CAF go? And it was a very structured process. A proposal was put out there. 23 cities in the country responded to that and said, hey, we're interested in having some cool warbirds and a great aviation museum and an attraction. And the organization was then able to sort of go and narrow that down. There was a short list of six and then a final short list of three. And then just over a year ago, we made the announcement that the final selection was Dallas. Right. So we've got a wonderful airport and a wonderful piece of land at Dallas Executive Airport. It's on the south side. Many pilots know it as Redbird. I guess they renamed it a few years ago. But it's only 10 miles from downtown Dallas, and we've got 7 million people living within an hour's drive of this new location. So we're really excited to go and build a world-class aviation attraction there.
Yes, there was a news conference that was held at Dallas Executive Airport. The mayor was there with some of his contemporaries, and talk a little bit about the support that the city of Dallas has given.
Yeah, we love the mayor of Dallas, Mike Rawlings. We're very happy he's just been reelected for a second term of 4 years because he's been a huge supporter of the CAF and a big... He was a big reason that we chose Dallas, actually. He's a great salesman. He's the former CEO of Pizza Hut and brings a bit of sort of corporate savvy to the whole conversation. And He's in some ways, he saw the vision even more clearly than we saw it ourselves. He saw the CAF and what we do and what we stand for. And when he was pitching us on why we should come to Dallas, he was saying, I see you as an organization, as an equivalent of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. That's how big I think you can be in terms of an attraction to this city. Now, of course, that's kind of flattering, right? And he's being a salesman, but there's also... It's interesting, as we analyze Dallas, it's curiously there aren't a lot of museums in Dallas. It's a big city, but it's been very corporate focused. And there have been a couple of big museum developments there that have gone extremely well. There's been a lot of community support for them, a lot of city support, and the attendances have been great. So when we looked at the overall sort of business model of the different cities that we were looking at, Dallas just stacked up really good. It's the most philanthropic city in America because we got to raise a bunch of money in order to build a world-class attraction. So we thought, okay, here's a place that we can do some good fundraising. We've got 7 million people living here, so we know we've got a good base of attendance, great tourism. And then the city of Dallas actually came in with some very... they've given us some great land, some great facilities, and an economic package that's worth nearly $9 million. So that was a good starting point in terms of the fundraising. So now we're moving on to the whole process of designing this thing and fundraising for it.
Good. What do you see in the long run that will be created in Dallas? I mean, right now it's just sort of an empty field alongside the runway with a hangar and some offices. But what's the vision for the future?
Well, first of all, I should say the vision is we're in that creative process of bringing the vision together right now. So we don't have drawings and plans and this exact description. We're sort of at that. If this was a Hollywood movie, we are writing the script at this very moment in time. So the basic concept of the script is we want to have something that's world-class, something that's based around what the CAF is all about, which is airplanes that fly. So this will not be a static place. This will be very much based around the fact that our airplanes fly. We are the biggest flying museum in the world. So we're definitely going to build the whole concept around coming to see and interact with real flying airplanes. We want to make sure that it's not the human side of aviation is covered really well. So sometimes, in aviation, we get to thinking about the airplanes as almost like these abstract pieces of metal. And we forget that they were designed by human beings, built by human beings, flown by human beings, and had sort of profoundly human consequences. So when you come to the National Air Base of the future, I think you're going to see not just airplanes, but you're going to see people too. Unfortunately, the generation that lived through World War II is currently leaving us very rapidly. We're still blessed to have a number of veterans still alive, but in 10 years' time, there will be basically none left. So we're looking at, okay, how do we keep that human aspect of history after the generation that lived through World War II has died away? So we're certainly looking at what I guess professionally we call live interpretation, or what people more colloquially call reenactors. Mm-hmm. People who can dress in the costume of the past and help us to understand history. And we know if you go to Colonial Williamsburg or Greenfield Village or a Civil War sites or whatever, it's something that has taken hold in historical interpretation and visitor attractions. And I think we're going to bring that very strongly in. So we'll have the flying airplanes, which is an attraction all unto itself, and then that human side. And so right now we're in the process of thinking, okay, how do you actually do that? That's a concept. That's the outline for the script. Now... We actually just hired our architects and we hired our exhibit and experience designers. We've got a couple of world-class organizations helping us think this through. So I think in about 6 months' time, we'll probably be having a press conference or something and sort of proclaiming to the world, here's the vision. Okay. In terms of drawings and pictures and computer-generated fly-throughs and all that good stuff.
All right. And you've already had an event in Dallas at Executive Airport, Air Expo, last fall.
Yeah. So events will be a big part of what we do as well, because we're such an active organization, making sure we have an annual air show and flying events through the course of the year is important. One of the things that our B-29, B-24 squadron has been pioneering is this idea of an air expo. So, and we've been touring that around the country for the last couple of years. And we did one in Dallas. And the basic idea is it's not actually an air show. There's no wavered airspace, but it's if you bring in enough cool World War II airplanes, run a ride program, have some historical reenactors, you'd actually make a really nice event. So we had, I think it was 19 airplanes showed up at Dallas Executive, and it was a little proof of concept event for us. We didn't do a lot of marketing. We just sort of gently put the word out in the community, and we're really happy that 6,000 people showed up, and it was just a really successful event for us.
Good. And another one planned in New Orleans.
That's right. Yeah, we've developed the CAF. It may not not everyone knows this, but the CAF is the official Air Force of the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, and we've been partnering with that is a great museum, by the way. If any of your the listeners have not been to the National World War II Museum, get down there. It's just a fantastic day out, and in my opinion, one of the best museum developments in the whole world in the last decade, and something we're taking a lot of inspiration from as we design our own facilities in Dallas. And we've been partnering with the World War II Museum on an event at Dallas Lakefront Airport, and that's the back end of October. You know, I'm blanking on the exact dates for that. I think it's maybe the 23rd of October. But that's this Air Expo event concept, and we did that last year, and it was huge, and it's going to be bigger and better this year.
Good. And you're here all week, along with Hangar 57 and a few of the airplanes. And
yeah.
Where can folks find you on the field?
We are on the southeast corner of Boeing Plaza, and we have a C-47, very, very famous one. I think I'm going to be coming back a little bit later in the week. We'll spend more time talking about That's All Brother. It's the airplane that led the D-Day invasion. So that's there all week and has been a huge attraction already. We've got Hangar 57. We've got Fifi on the ramp right now. I think the Red Tail P-51 showing up later today. And we'll look forward to meeting everyone down there.
Good. And lots of posts on Facebook.
Lots of posts on Facebook, yes. You know, if people want to keep in touch with what's going on at the CAF, I really recommend you like our Facebook page. We've been investing a lot of time in making sure there's great content there. And it's a great way just to keep in touch with everything that this great organization does. There's always something happening, great photography, great content is always coming out of the CAF. So, yes, like us on Facebook, and that's a great way to keep in touch with the CAF.
All right. Thank you very much, Adam Smith, the Executive Vice President for Strategic Development from Commemorative Air Force. Thanks for being here today, and we'll talk to you later in the week about that C-47.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You're listening to From the Stand on EIA Radio.